Hey y'all, it's Joe, just coming at the top of the intro of our mini-series of Monster of the Week, DM'd by Nathan. I just wanted to come out and say that I'm sorry we went MIA, but some things in life happened, as you'll hear in the episode intro. You might also hear it in the background as I record this. We are back, though. We're going to be releasing this episode today. It's Monday the 30th, Memorial Day. We're going to release it at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And special shout out to Arcane Anthems for the use of their music. And then next week we'll be releasing the second episode of it. Again, Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. After that, the week after, we'll be releasing a recap episode we got to do with this host of the Secret Nerd podcast, Navar, who's a friend of the show. It was really awesome hanging out with him and Chris, and we talked about everything that happened up until this point. And then we will be starting to release our episodes. The crew's back. See you guys later.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of The Maker's Misfits. My name is Nathan, and I will be your GM for tonight. Hi, everyone. We are doing a special bonus episode, as we await for the return of the rest of the crew. I am going to be running a game of Monster of the Week for three of our usual crewmates. I am joined by Chris.
Hi.
Elmer.
Hi.
And our illustrious GM, Joseph.
You get a solid 9 out of 10 on the intro.
That's fine. We're here. It's been a while. It's been a long while since we've recorded and done anything. A lot of big things happen in our lives. Big movers and shakers. Chris, what have you been up to?
I got the COVID. I'm doing all right. Currently, if you hear me sick, it's because I'm a little bit sick from the COVID. But
from the COVID.
But I recently took a trip to Chicago to see all my fine friends and family over there, including Nathan, Marcus, and Zachary. So
we don't talk about
those
two.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. Had a few drinks. Had a few good times out. Sat in a freezing baseball game. You know, we're survivors. Except for Chris, got weak immune system. Elmer, what have you been up to?
Working.
Just nothing.
Just fucking working, yeah.
Just working, yeah. And I don't know how that. I know how that feels.
Working one job and then going to work the other job. Yeah. And as a bonus, I don't have COVID, so that's been nice.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah. You also really been good. Working the lands between.
Well, yeah, I beat Elden Ring.
Yeah. There you go.
Beat after all of us, after both me and Nathan beat it.
Got it like 2.5. No, no.
I'm not. I don't condone lying, Joseph.
Yeah, stop lying, Joe. Put 155 hours into it. It was a great game. 12 out of 10.
Yeah, and I've just been working, finishing a lot of books, working on stuff on the side for the podcast for myself. So hopefully some of those things will come out in the near future. I think that's it. I guess we just get into the game. Oh, and
you didn't ask Joe.
He got nothing going on.
Yeah, he's got nothing going on.
Nothing happened here.
He got nothing going on. Nothing happened.
Just ignore the crying in the background.
There's no crying in the background.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Okay, Elmer. We'll address the huge elephant in the room, Joseph.
Don't call my baby fat. All right? My baby's perfect. No, me and my wife had a child. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's doing good. He is 7 weeks old now.
Doesn't have COVID.
Thank you. And I don't have COVID. Neither does my wife. So we're doing pretty good over here. We're sleeping less, but we're doing good. So my character is actually going to be taking shape with the sleep deprivation.
I thought you were going to say your character is a baby.
Yes, I am choosing to play as my child.
as your child.
I'm going to role play as my baby.
Okay, cool. Great. All right. Well, I think that's a quick update. Since we're just going to do a quick one shot with this, we'll probably be done in like a one or two episodes. We're just going to kind of do it. We're going to fucking roll the punches, go fast paced. If you don't know, Monster Week is a Powered by the Apocalypse game. It's you roll 2d6 and the results range from like a 10 and over is kind of like a crit. So you do really good, like superb. If you roll a 7 to a 9, you get your success, but there might be like a consequence. If you roll below so 6 or less, you get a really bad consequence against you. So we'll do a quick just character roll call real quick. Just I'm gonna also because it's the first time I'm hearing of these characters because I've kind of gave them the sheets and then I think they did them all right now. Am I correct, guys? Even though we've been kind of planning this one for a while, you kind of all just did them all right now.
Oh no, Shaq. Well, I've had long talks with my son about my voice, my character. he's had to persevere through my countless voices.
Okay, countless.
Cool. I literally just 10 minutes before the Discord just started looking at this, and you're setting this up as like, oh, we already know this, like we already know the system. And I will tell you right now, I'm going to be that person asking all the questions.
That's fine. Audience, I'm the only one who knows the system, really. Joe might have dabbled a little bit in the reading, and Joe kind of like will go like deep into reading when it comes to new games. Typically, like I usually give people a rundown whenever I run a game that they're not assisted with it, but like not used to the system. But we're kind of going in, just really loosey goosey with this one. So I know a lot of the rules, but it's been a while since I played, so I might get things wrong. But I am a big advocate for Rule of Fun, so we're just gonna go with that.
Wow, so well said.
Let's start. Chris, can you just give me? Can you tell me your character real quick? Just a brief description of what playbook you use.
Yes, I am. My character's name is Jordan, a she, her, and she's playing a spooky. The class is the spooky. And basically that just means you have like some kind of powers, right? Tethered to some kind of to higher being. And Jordan is a teenage girl who, works at the local movie rental shop. And the extent of her powers is basically just being able to read people's minds and senses and being able to be the best recommendation like employee ever. So that's what she's been up to. Appearance wise, she's like brown leather jacket, ripped kind of jeans, kind of grungy looking, really curly hair. Yeah, that's all I really had on her right now.
Okay, that's great. Elmer?
That sounds like a lot, like, of backstory. so I...
It was two sentences.
Okay.
It was a complete thought.
It was more like a paragraph, okay? But anyways, the playbook that I picked is the monstrous. So I am playing a character that has been struggling since birth to take over, just kind of be in control of my body. And there's been it's based off of like a curse, and this curse was given to me by a dark master. So they're the one that is trying to, you know, have this monster kind of take over the body and just kind of have them just kind of, you know, just have the body and the monster do the bidding. And this is my favorite part so far. My name is Cheddar Bakes. That is my name. Cheddar Bakes.
Cheddar Bakes.
Yep.
Solid.
Hey, what's up, Cheddar? Hey, what's good?
Do you know why your name Cheddar Bakes?
It just came to me. Honestly, it just came to me.
Inspiration.
Yeah, Cheddar Bakes.
All right, and Joseph,
I chose to play the Flake. Toby is a middle-aged man. He wears iron shirts, iron plaid pants, but his eyes are super wide and buggy. He is the manager at the movie rental shop and is constantly making sure that Jordan shows up to time for her shifts.
That's messed up. You just seated yourself as my manager in this world.
Oh, God. Joe has to feel some type of power when he's not GM.
Well, Jordan hates her boss.
So Elmer, where does Cheddar fit in at the rental spot then?
Am I now thrusted into the video rental place?
Yes. As Joe has ham-fisted his way into it. It's all gonna be really more convenient for me that you're all in the same place.
Okay, Cheddar.
He's a frequent customer.
Cheddar just likes to kind of like be, I don't know, in the horror movie section a lot. Doesn't really rent a lot. Just looks at the box art of the VHS tapes.
He constantly looks at the section that's behind the beads, but doesn't go in.
Cheddar doesn't actually work there. They just show up and like Cheddar just tries to give recommendations to people there. Tries to act like they know what good movies are. And always tries to steer everybody into the horror movie section, even though, you know, that's not what they're looking for. And they may have like three kids with them. Their favorite box cover art is Stephen King's It. Like, I don't know if y'all remember it.
Which one?
There was this box cover art for It that used to be in Blockbuster and shit that freaked me the fuck out every time. Like, it looked like a normal happy-go-lucky clown, but it was one of those like materials that when you get closer to it, like it changed into a completely different image.
Oh, like Jack Frost.
Yes.
Like Jack Frost.
Yes. Yeah. So like it used to look like from afar or from a different angle, it just looked like a normal happy-go-lucky clown. And then if you got closer, saw it from a different angle, like it changed into like Pennywise. Like
I think the word you're looking for is holographic.
Sure, yeah, holographic. But yeah, that's always their recommendation.
How do I spell Cheddar's name?
It's
like Cheddar.
Like Cheddar.
C-H-E-D-D-R? How do you spell Cheddar?
Yeah.
That's not correct.
No, that's not how you spell.
That's not correct.
C-H-E-D-D-A-R.
Ah, Cheddar.
Wait, what did you say before?
With an E. Because I am a dumb.
I assumed you meant A, so like I just said yes to whatever you were saying.
Speaking of spelling, is Jordan with a Y or with an A, an I?
An A?
I was just thinking it'll A-N.
All right, so Toby spells it with a Y on your name tag.
You spell my name?
That with the... is a heavy-ass microaggression.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, all right. Okay, Joe.
It's not even micro at that point.
All right. Okay, Joe. So you're the manager of the movie rental store. Is it off brand or is it on brand?
It's a Block Open.
No, we could think of a better name than Block Open.
I don't know what that means. That's nothing to do with the movie.
I was trying to think of a cinnamon for Buster. Block Bang.
No.
Block bangers.
Tinseltown movies.
Okay. And then so that Joe, but you didn't describe what playbook you're using.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Flake.
Okay.
He did say that, yeah.
I didn't hear that, my bad.
It's okay. You just tuned him out once he started talking.
I'm gonna cause as much chaos in this damn game.
Okay. Okay, so, it's always interesting when you guys do something that I just don't expect to do, then I have to kind of roll with it.
We haven't even started.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know, just the way this has been handled, I guess I should have been a little bit more clear about like, not rules, but roles. But we'll run with this. This is good. Okay, so how old is Cheddar, by the way? Jordan's a teenager.
Cheddar is 19 and a mouth breather. I just came up with that.
Oh god.
Oh,
freaking Cheddar.
Cheddar, okay. Definitely, like when they rent movies, they are all past due.
Cheddar just likes to pretend, likes to act like they know a lot about cinema.
Okay,
and they're not cool at all. Not cool at all. Minus one in cool.
Okay, so we're just gonna start. Before we start, Joe, you had something that you needed to do, or you needed to know from me, or something.
Yeah, I have the move called Connect the Dots. At the beginning of each mystery, if you look for the wider patterns, which Toby always does, that current events might be a part of, roll plus sharp on a 10 plus, hold 3, on a 7 or 9, hold 1.
So for the audience, the hold means he gets to ask me questions on a list at any point during the hunt, right?
Yes, I have a list of questions. There's 5 of them.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so if Toby rolls well, then he'll be able to at any point during the mystery ask me a question off that list, and I have to answer. Okay, so go ahead and do your roll, Toby.
I rolled a 12.
Wow, there you go. So you get a plus 3, you get the whole 3 on me.
Does that, hold on, let me make sure I didn't do that wrong.
No, oh, for sharp?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just 2d6.
Yeah, but, oh. Submit.
Does hold 3 mean 3 different
what
questions?
Is the plus 4 thing mean
on what
plus minus 4? It says input value plus minus 4.
I don't see that. Oh, is that, do I see that? You got a 9.
Yeah, because I don't know if 2d6 plus 2. Okay, that's it. Don't take the other one. The other one I used a I used a luck point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so all right, so you got a 9, so you get a plus 1 then.
So well, I get to hold one.
You get to hold one on me. Okay. All right then. Well, guys, welcome to Tinseltown. So we are going to start off zooming in on a very small, kind of rundown movie rental store that's in one of those nearly abandoned shopping plaza centers. You know the ones I'm talking about where it's all mostly just parking lots and a few stores still open where everything else is like ripped down signs and like those for rent spaces up. In this little plaza you have a still standing Skechers store.
No, Payless.
Yeah, it's Payless. Definitely gotta be Payless.
Okay, all right, a Payless store, a Payless shoes, is still a Panda Express,
a standalone Panda Express,
not even inside a mall, but just a Panda Express store, a furniture store that is having a going out of business sale for the past 2 years. And then also Tinseltown Movies. And on the inside, you see a couple of mingling customers shuffling through movies. And then you see a very bored-looking teenage girl wearing a brown leather jacket kind of going through returns and making sure that discs are still in there in the correct boxes. There's a rewind machine for VHSs for the few VHSs left in the store. You also see kind of a big, bulky young man just kind of mingling in the horror section, just kind of like picking up a movie, looking at the back and putting it back as if he hasn't done this at least 20 times today. Inside the decor, you have really shitty, like, fucking bus fabric carpet. You know that kind of carpet that has, like, it's all purple with weird squiggly lines and, like, abstract shapes on it.
A Hollywood Video carpet.
Yeah, exactly that one, the Hollywood Video carpet. You see, there's a few old CRT TVs mounted on the walls with fuzzy screens showing a probably an older Land Before Time movie, kind of going off in the family section part of the store. There's a few outdated cardboard cutouts, probably a few favors that the owner has. The drone of the fluorescent light bulbs above your heads is kind of like make a white noise within the store, this already like deathly quiet store, as like there's like maybe one or two other people in here looking for very specific things, but not making any eye contact with the teenage girl because they all assume they know more than she does. It's just another normal day for Jordan and Cheddar. Toby is at the store, but as the manager of the Tinselstone movies, he doesn't even need to be out on the floor. He's just in the back office, kind of futzing around with his old style computer. Since being a middle-aged man, the time has not been kind to his technology skills. As he still insists,
I feel like that was a shot at me.
As he still uses a gateway computer with the big old blocky desktop and monitor screen. It's a very quiet day in Tinseltown movies. It's a very quiet day in the town. This very non-descriptive, non-disclosed location, tiny rural suburban town with a population of about maybe 15,000 people. Everyone kind of spread out, maybe there's only one school district around, so everyone kind of knows each other, but either by passing or by acquaintance. But one of the more endearing things of this town is it does have a very nice natural history museum. And everyone's really excited because this museum is finally getting a new exhibit, something akin to Greek mythology. A new exhibit that the museum has been going around handing out flyers and handing out postcards and all these little things to promote this new exhibit of Greek mythology and Greek of histories and epics of Greek heroes. Hey guys, this is Nathan, just from the cutting room floor. Just want to let you know that we lost a little bit of our recording due to our Discord bot crashing. The only thing that you missed was me going through a description of another peaceful day at the movie rental center being interrupted by a lot of emergency vehicles driving past with their sirens on. So yeah, that's all. I just want to get you all caught up so you don't miss anything, and we'll just get right back into it. As all these emergency vehicles keep passing your shopping plaza and going in the same direction over the next few hours, even Toby comes outside to kind of like check out what's happening and like noticing all these cars and all these sirens going off. And that's when Toby grabs the remote for the CRTV and switches the input from the video player to like local news. And he turns up the volume, and there's just kind of like a breaking news story cutting in on the middle of the day on a Saturday. You see an anchor woman talking to the screen. And it's kind of garbled on the CRTV, but what she's saying is there's been a break-in at the Natural History Museum. That there's been several seemingly casualties, even perhaps that people have been hurt, and that's why there's all these emergency vehicles are heading there. There's a few, and she switches to a on-site reporter who is talking and just like trying to get assess the situation, who's telling the people back at the station that even though they can't get any the police to talk to them, that there's a lot of emergency vehicles, a lot of emergency personnel, and even in the camera view of the on-site reporter, you see a full blacked out sedans, and you see a couple of men in black suits. With those little earpieces in. And Toby, you take a look at Jordan, you take a look over at Cheddar, and you three kind of have a feeling that this might be something up. because this isn't your first supernatural rodeo. I would say that you guys have been like doing this for a little bit now, and you start to recognize the signs when certain things and when certain things and certain people get involved, bad things happen.
So we've done these kind of things together before. We all know that we kind of work in the same realm.
We're all in the business.
We're all in the business a little bit. Okay, so I'm kind of like, I totally put down my magazine I was reading and not working. And I look at the TV, and I have something called hunches, where when something bad is happening or just about to happen, I could roll something to kind of maybe, I could know when something's up, basically.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that real quick.
Is that out of your playbook?
It's out of my playbook. It's one of my three talents or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Not great. I rolled a 7.
Okay.
No, I rolled a 5.
A 5? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so real quick, you can't use hunches right now because it has to be when something bad is happening. Mm. It's like as if like you're like
any senses
on. It's like you're there running through. So in this particular moment, hunches would not do anything for you.
Okay, I figured something bad was happening, but maybe not.
Well, Jordan, why don't you continue working, and we'll take care of this after our shift.
You are not going to bench me here again.
Jordan, we have a job to do here. Please continue doing your job.
Our only customer is Cheddar, and he literally never rents anything from us.
Speaking of that, so Cheddar.
I say,
yeah?
The movie Strangers in Paradise is beyond 3 weeks past due now.
Oh, you know, I'll take care of that as soon as I can. But right now, I'm just kind of looking around for my rentals.
That's fair, Cheddar. If I've offered you a job here, Cheddar.
Yeah, I actually think I know more about movies than you guys. So I think my talents will go slightly to waste here.
I feel like Cheddar. Would he's definitely a type to call them films.
I'm actually I like to consider myself a cinephile, so
oh my god, Cheddar, you're so annoying. Can we just let's just close the
Jordan,
shop let's
you get just said over he's there. Our only customer,
and he'd hardly he'd never you just said he hasn't paid his dues, his DVD's late.
Well, it's Cheddar.
He's always stealing from the snack counter.
Cheddar, your tab on the snack counter. Cheddar, your tab on the snack counter has been ridiculously high.
But he only eats snow caps.
I think that's actually a mistake. I don't eat those kind of snacks. You know, I like to actually cook myself a nice steak when I indulge in the art of film. I really like to kind of like create a nice setting for myself.
Cheddar, steak is like the hardest meal to eat during watching a movie. You're not even watching it if you're cutting your steak. Come Cheddar, on.
And you can't do that. You have braces. Like,
okay.
You can't eat a steak like that.
Okay. I'm hearing a lot of judgment here, and when I should be treated with respect as I'm the only person in here.
Because you keep talking to people about the movie It, Cheddar. No one watches the movie.
It is a classic.
Jordan.
It is a classic.
Jordan, rearrange the horror movies because you know what happens. Anytime he goes in there, he rearranges them in his own special way. And then we can go see what happened with all the trucks.
I say too?
Cheddar.
Yeah, I think we have to go. I'm walking to the door and I'm turning the open sign. I'm flipping it over to close.
You're never going to be employee of the month
as,
like this.
Just as a couple start walking up to the store,
I give them a glare like, no, don't come in here.
I guess I can put off my plans at the local cinema. There's this really good. I hear there's a really good Italian film that's in town right now. It's a noir, a classic noir film. But I guess I could book another showtime.
I'm sure you can.
So after you guys lock up the store, who's driving?
The only one with the driver's license.
I don't have a license.
So what kind of car does Toby drive?
He drives a Kia. Okay,
hold on. I drive a Kia right now. Okay.
what year is your Kia?
2021.
He drives a 2021 Kia.
Oh, you motherfucker.
It's black and it has a stick shift.
That's a nice car for a manager.
Toby does not drive.
Or Joe, is he the manager or the owner?
He's the owner.
Hell, I smell a money laundering scheme if you got the same car I got.
No, right. What does Cheddar dress like? What's his old deal?
Currently,
George's got a brown leather jacket. We got plaid pants and clean ironed out.
Currently wearing an old it's made to look vintage, but it's not vintage. Cheddar just bought a kind of faded looking Star Wars t-shirt with a kind of like a, you know, really just like plain cardigan draped over it.
Definitely the prequel t-shirt. Yeah,
Cheddar gets cold very easily. They got on, just like cargo pants. Doesn't matter the color, but cargo pants with lots of pockets. And they're wearing the old, whatchamacallit, those skate shoes with the huge tongues, the Osiris. Heelys? No, the Osirises.
Oh.
Like those things look grotesque. I don't know if anybody remembers what they look like or if they want
to. Are they all black?
Google it right now. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But they were grotesque looking with their super fat fucking tongues back in the day.
Kind of like how Cheddar talks.
All right. So you guys all pile into Toby's Kia. Probably Jordan in the back and Cheddar in the front, the passenger seat. I feel like that's how.
No, Jordan immediately calls shotgun on exit of the store.
Cheddar, can you please get your trash out of the car? Last time this happened, it was here for a month. I couldn't get the Cheeto stains out.
Well, first of all, they are pronounced Cheetos for us in the cinephile fandom. And second of all, I could.
Thank you. That's all I ask. Keep a clean ship, clean shit, clean team.
Am I a part of the team now?
Only this team, not the job team, because you turned us down.
Oh, okay. Well, I just don't get asked on a, you know, to hang out.
Away often, we go.
So. Oh, okay.
So when you guys pull up to the history museum, it's a very large building with two stories. And older, like looking architecture on the front, but it's kind of more like that that like new retro look. So it looks like it was made like with the big columns and everything, but like the material is fresher and cleaner, and like doesn't have that aged look to it that most like older museum have. And like you kind of can tell a lot of money got put into this because it was supposed to be like some kind of tourist trap, but it didn't kind of like go out pan away. There's still like a few like parts of it that are under construction or like just not completed. Like it was supposed to have like wings, but it's only just like the one building on top of like the one two story building. There's like a west wing that's kind of like with scaffolding and like tarps and everything kind of under construction. And then there's like there's supposed to be a right wing, but like that's like that all there is like a sign that says coming soon or like to be constructed. Yada yada yada. But when you guys pull up to the large empty parking lot, you do see a few camera crews from local news stations. You do see a bunch of like emergency vehicles, and you see a few of these emergency personnel setting up like tents and like just kind of like areas for them to operate inside while everything else seems to be locked down. You see a bunch of police barriers and like tape and everything, kind of like kind of try to keep out passers-by. Because now, ever since the news that news reporter went on the air and showed everything in this news, this breaking news, there have been a few people showing up in their cars to just like to be onlookers and looking around. You see a few, like two minivans kind of parked close to each other, and like two families have kind of like set up a kind of like a tailgate here. I don't know. It's I guess you can kind of tell that like not a lot of like events happen within this little town. So when anything, something out of the ordinary shows up, people tend to make events out of it. As you guys pull up, Jordan, you do, out in the sea of people, you do notice that your sister is there, who is one of the local deputies.
No.
So yeah.
What's my
relationship? So it's a little, well, how open are you about being a spooky?
I would say not very open. I think people might know something's off with me, but I don't think people know that I have like these powers.
Okay. Well, I would say that things are a little bit strained with your sister at the moment. You said you're a teenager, but I don't know how old of a teenager are you?
I'm like 17.
17. Yeah. So like you're 17 and she's probably like a little bit over her 20s, like probably I would say 23. Like 21 to 23 range for your sister. But things are a little strained out only because of that, of your little outings with these two people, her being a deputy, her being like involved with a lot of like of different kind of disturbances and scenes. You tend to be turning up around these things. And she may not really know why yet, but she does kind of understand that you are doing something that could potentially be dangerous. But I think somewhere in there, she also knows that like you aren't causing trouble, but you're trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still kind of like
it's weird that she's always hanging out with a middle-aged man.
And she does not like Toby or Cheddar at all.
None
of them should like bad influences, and should not. And a 17-year-old girl should not be hanging out with two older guys.
Well, Cheddar's 19.
This is what Toby looks like, just with plaid pants and an iron shirt. It's the senator from Parks and Rec. He is always smiling. He's like a robot.
Well, that's a good head of hair for a middle-aged man.
Yes, he has a great hair. It's his best priority. He prides himself in his hair. It's his best thing.
Okay. Well, So you guys pull up into the parking lot of the museum. It's still pretty much daylight out. I would say it's probably around like maybe 3 o'clock. And there's lots of people. What do you guys do?
Jordan does her best to not make contact with her sister, because they had this conversation before, how many times she's warned her about like being in these kind of like spaces, especially with these two people that are always like around her. So she doesn't even want to have this conversation. She's kind of like trying to like really low key kind of, you know, maybe start to get inside the building or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So And your sister definitely has not noticed you. She's very busy, like trying to deal with like media and also like talking to the local sheriff, to her boss, the sheriff, and also to other like EMTs and firefighters, just trying to like, as they try to like investigate something or like, you know,
mm-hmm. Before you like walk away, Toby like grabs your shoulder with us. What's our story? How are we getting in?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. You just tried to walk away inside the building and I grabbed your shoulder really fast.
I think we could sneak in there real quick. They're really occupied right now.
We're just gonna. You don't want to do the plan? We practiced it. We had practice for this.
I don't really like the plan.
Cheddar, you like the plan though, right?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. The museum just looks like it could be like a really good backdrop for a kind of like, you know, just like a local film, you know, like for some up and coming film directors to just kind of like, you know, use it as a setting. I don't really know exactly for what.
This town has 400 people in it, and I'm working with these two.
Okay, first of all,
there's a lot more people in town.
What was it that you asked? I'm sorry.
Do you want to do the plan?
Oh, yes. I'm just happy to be included.
Okay, perfect. Take it to the places of the plan. And he hands them... He hands them fake badges.
Fake
press badges.
Well, first of all, let me ask you this. Since you guys are familiar with these supernatural things and like, you know, stuff like, you must have some sort of equipment or something you want to bring with you inside the museum, correct?
Oh, is this the weapon that we picked earlier? Because I picked the fucking shotgun.
So everything's probably in the trunk of the Kia.
We just have a bunch of guns in the back of the car.
Toby, you just let me load up my shotgun in your car. No questions asked.
We've seen some shit together. It's fine.
Have we? I don't. What is this? Are we just making up the lore on the fly? Like,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, I've already established that you guys have done this a few times, this might be your second or your third event, supernatural event.
Well, if you said we've done this a few times, then it's our third at least.
Okay, third or four, three or four.
There we go.
I'll go one more, three or four times. You've done this three or four times.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. My weapons are a hunting rifle and a revolver that I keep on my side, I guess.
Oh, you got to pick two?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a big knife.
Big knife. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to actually take in my my armament with me and into this place. I really don't. I'm kind of small. There's really no place for me to like kind of stuff it in my pants.
Wait, are we going in with our weapons, or are we gonna go take a look?
I don't know. I'm not the leader. That's all.
Well,
I'd rather somebody else make
the owner of Tinseltown. I say we go in. No weapons. We go in. We take a look. We see what's going on. And we'll go from there.
Sure. Are you at least gonna take your knife? That seems pretty easy to. Just...
Yeah, I'll have my knife. I'll have it in my my handy dandy.
Okay. Kit. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Jordan, are you okay with that?
My trusty 38 is not gonna leave my side.
Okay, well, I guess I'm the only one that's going to... I'll be in the back shouting out tactical strategies if need be. Please let me know if you need anything else from me.
Okay, so the plan is you're walking up with fake badges. Am I getting
this
right?
Yes, fake press badges.
You're walking with fake badges. Press badges. Now, Joseph, I'm just gonna.
How small is this town? This one more time.
It's like how I said in the beginning, everyone's kind of like acquainted with each other, either just through word of mouth or just by knowing each other, just by either acquaintance or just all the other.
Nope. So, I got it.
Do you Do you really want to?
No. All right. We are making a movie for Tinseltown. And so this is part of our shoot. It's a documentary about the town itself. And Cheddar is the director.
Okay.
Are you serious?
I want to hear other plans.
Are you serious right now?
Cheddar is the first. I'm just saying for this to be happening, Cheddar has to be the camera operator.
Oh my God, I get so.
We've given the director badge to Cheddar, but he just holds the the sound.
No, no, no. Yeah, he's holding the sound, the boom.
Yeah, the boom.
Oh my god.
That's fine. We could be, yeah, let's just, we'll carry on all our equipment, and then maybe that's how we hide our guns, you know?
Oh, that's a good idea. There we go.
And there you go. Move and like equipment bags. And all and
so it's a documentary like a big old about cart the town. Stuff. But, because we are the local cinephiles. We'll come up with a cool name.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, okay. So now what? So you have your camera. What kind of camera is it? Is it a new camera?
We let Cheddar choose the camera.
Is it Cheddar's personal camera? Yeah,
Cheddar.
It's his personal camera.
I can't imagine it being anything.
It has new. A lot of weird stuff on there.
It's old VHS.
It's been
around, you know. When I finally break it big, I'll be able to get myself some better equipment. But this is what I got. It was handed down to me from my uncle, who's now in prison for unrelated reasons.
You got this camera from your incarcerated uncle
for unrelated reasons. He is in prison. Yes. But yeah, that was the whole estate sale. And this just kind of just jumped out at me, so I went for it.
Is it one of those old blocky ones, like old VHS
very,
ones,
or
is
very like a... blocky?
Okay. Do you have to hold it on your shoulder?
Yes.
Or can you hold it in your hands? Okay. All right. Cool.
So got in it. One shoulder he all has right. the camera, and the other one he has the boom.
Probably doesn't need a boom. Probably has a mic on art attached to it. Okay. Okay. So you guys walk up to. So where are you going? You're just gonna head straight to the barricade line. Okay. All right. So you guys head straight to the barricade line, and you see another deputy, kind of like blocking the way and like talking to people, and then he sees you guys. Jordan, you kind of know this deputy. You kind of know all the deputies just because of how close work proximity that your sister works with. This dude is named. His name is Jeremy. Jeremy Swine. And he's kind of a bigger dude. He fell into the deputy job, that type, you know, he couldn't get into the state police, so he settled for deputy. He's just kind of like chilling there, looking very bored, just kind of like waving people off, kind of half heartedly answering whatever questions people ask him, and like in one hand, he's just like is resting on his belt. The other hand's holding up a large, big gulp from the 7-Eleven in town. Gulp, huh? Yeah, big gulp. So then he sees you guys approaching, and then he kind of holds my hand to stop you. He goes,
oh, okay, guys, just take a ten. What's going on? What's with the camera? You guys, media too. You guys, the news? Huh? What channel? 7? 9? I got a lot of people coming up to me and ask me questions. What do you want? This is a police. It's active police scene.
Hey Jeremy, I already talked to my sister. Actually, we're just gonna get a couple of shots of the exterior of the museum with all this crowd here because. It's for one of our projects we got going on for the town. So just let us through real quick. We'll need a few minutes. We're not even, you know, you won't even see us.
All right, Christopher, you just did a move. I need you to roll me something. I need you to roll me manipulate someone.
Okay.
So you have to roll me a charm. Plus charm.
Okay, that's not good for me. I have telepathy, which says you can manipulate someone without speaking. Oh, I already spoke. Never mind, your role moves are normal.
With your eyes?
With his mind. With her mind.
Okay, well, there we go. Ooh, 9 minus 1 is 8.
8? Okay. He kind of like takes a big sip from his big gulp, and he like goes.
Jordan said, "Your sister said you could come through. What kind of shots are you getting? What are you filming out here for?"
As you know,
go ahead,
good friend. We are making the town's what's it called? What's it called for travel? Like brochure? What's it called? Someone help! Oh my god!
Like a tourism?
Yeah, video? Yeah. As you know, we're making the town's tourism video, and anything that could bring more people to our amazing town here would be quite well. So any significance that would happen here, we like to make sure we catch. And you know what happens? More visitors means more police budget.
Oh, so
more big gulps.
So you're saying that a lot of people are gonna see this?
Yeah, a lot of people.
All right.
Cheddar's all right, well, mom, Cheddar's dad.
All right. I'll let you through, but you gotta get some cool shots of me being cool. So I'll walk with you. So we'll walk, and you can get some good shots of me doing some good police work and maybe then we can get some good shots. I can get some good headshots from you too. You know, I'm really trying out. I'm really trying to do some new things. I got a YouTube channel now. Talking about my family history, the Sweens. All that, and you know, really tracking through our family
tree. You're a fifth generation Sween, aren't you?
Yeah,
I can tell. It comes in your cheeks. You Sweens in your cheeks.
Thanks. They are the bread maker. So if you're, we'll go take some, we'll do your shots, and I'll help you out over there. So yeah, so we'll, and he lets you through the barricade, but he's following closely behind you guys as he was watching you take your shots with your camera.
All right. So,
okay. Well, we get some shots of the entrance and everything and the crowd and, lining him up in a couple of them, and then I tell, is his name Jordan, right?
Your name is Jordan.
Sorry. You're Jordan. His name is Jeremy.
Jeremy. I'm like, okay, Jeremy, I think just maybe one last shot. You should go back to your original post, and we'll get you kind of like very candidly doing your work.
I can't really. If I leave you guys around, my dad will eat me out, so I don't really want to.
What did he say?
Wait, what? Who? Who's going to eat you up? What?
Did you just say? Your dad?
His dad will eat him out. Yeah, you know, my dad, the sheriff, you know, Robert Sween.
Do you mean chew you out?
I think that's exactly what he meant.
No, I'm pretty sure it's eat me out. I'm pretty sure.
Well, Jeremy, I wouldn't want to go to Robert and tell him that you got in the way of this this filming here.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think my dad will like it if I let you guys start wandering around when there's like bodies and stuff around. Oh.
There's bodies? Did you say bodies?
I mean, I shouldn't have said that. You guys should get behind the barricade now. I really got to insist. And he's now starting to like really kind of like hold his arms out, trying to push you guys towards the barricade.
Does anyone else know there's bodies, Jeremy?
Well, yeah, that's why all the emergency guys are here. We got the EMTs and the
public.
No,
Jeremy, the public.
Wait. No, stop! No, there's no bodies. I didn't.
Cheddar, did you get that on tape? The policeman saying that there's bodies. Did you get that?
I've actually been filming ever since we were in the video store. So yeah, I got
that.
Can you guys
cut that out?
We'd love to, Jeremy. We'd love to cut it out. Dude, give us 30 minutes.
No. Oh, 30 minutes.
Maybe
that's a lot of time.
Tape just mysteriously ends up on the news tonight.
You
don't want that, Jeremy.
All right.
Yeah.
Joseph, manipulate.
Right. As as a flake, I have the move C. It all fits together. I can roll sharp instead of charm for manipulate someone.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and do that. All right. Roll to 12.
Oh, wow. Okay. He kind of looks down and is like, all right, fine. You guys get 30 minutes, but then you got to leave. If my dad catches you, he's going to really eat me out.
There's nothing we want less than for your dad to eat you out. So we'll be back here in 30 minutes. You got our word.
All right. I'm going to stay here in front so I can maybe ward off anyone who wants to get inside. But you got to be quick because those guys in the black cars, they've been going at it. So I don't really like it. I don't really like them being here. So
you don't like the black cars, Jeremy? You don't?
Well, no, the guys in the black cars, they look like, you know, government types. Men in black, you know, CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, Coast Guard, you know, whatever you say.
All right, Jeremy, we're going to go now.
All right, well, just be out fast, man. My dad's going to eat me out.
I don't like how much you've leaned into this.
It's funny.
Man, they got some real family issues, don't they?
What are they called, the fleeces?
Swine.
Well, they're spelled swines. Swine, but they call themselves
okay,
the
because they're pigs and they're the cops. I get it.
The swines.
There's layers to this shit.
It's all connected, man. It's all connected.
So yeah. Okay. So you guys book inside. The door is unlocked, and you walk into the lobby of the museum. And oh Jesus, if you look at roll 20 real quick, I have a layout for you guys to look out.
Oh, scene change.
You actually have a fucking like mall layout. That's crazy.
That's funny.
Yep. All right. So as you look at the thing, you're at the Park Avenue. You're at the park entrance. I'm just gonna, it says Park Avenue on the map, but you know, I'm just gonna use that. There's a kiosk in the front. Then there's the foyer, and you see a bunch of like just like shit all over the place. It's very open, very open kind of like modern looking museum, all marble and like tiles everywhere. There's a staircase to your left. There's elevators. In the giant and the big entranceway, there's a big banner like saying "Greek gods and epic heroes," kind of like advertising the latest exhibit. So what do you guys want to do? Like, where, I guess, what do you want to do now that you're inside? Cause you just walked in, you don't know where anything is. You don't know where the things are or all that kind of crap.
I say, let's clear out the first floor. Kind of look, we really don't know what we're looking for either. We just know that there's bodies and the big commotion going around.
Okay.
So I think we just gotta.
If you see a body, you're carefully not gonna pass out or anything, right?
We'll see.
All right, Jordan, okay. go ahead.
No, I say let's just let's go. Let's carefully tread this first floor. And I once saw Cheddar pass out when a girl talked to him, so I don't give him a lot of credit.
So I will say
you wouldn't say that again.
I will say I'll give you a little bit, I guess, a few hints. I put a marker on the map on the bottom. That big area space, that is where that is advertised. The new exhibit is to be held. Like that's where it's going to be. On the second floor in the big main room. So also, I made the map blank so you guys can like write notes or like do markings of your own in case you guys come across something interesting.
I can't make him smaller.
I can make him smaller. There you go. All right. So what do you guys do first?
Jordan, why don't you take a look around? You seem to be the most in shape here.
Coming from the middle-aged manager to the teenage girl employee, okay.
I say it looking at, like, looking down, and, like, there's a little pouch, like, on his belly. And then he looks at Cheddar, and he's just Cheddar. But
Is Cheddar fit? Is Cheddar, like, what's Cheddar's body type?
No, Cheddar is skinny and lanky.
Oh, skinny and lanky.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, when I thought of Cheddar, I thought of, like, a huskier boy.
Wow.
Do you want to know?
Okay.
You know what? No. Toby is definitely in shape. Hold on. He's definitely in shape. Taking it back. Toby's in shape.
Okay.
But either way, Jordan, go. Why don't we take a look around? And so what does this, like, first opening room look like?
Okay, the first area. It's just kind of like a big empty space. There's a few, like, interactive things, like, for the kids to get involved. Like, you know those, like, little quarter, like, spinning thing that you put a quarter in and you watch it, like, zip around until it hits the end,
yeah.
You know? There's one of those things. There's one of those penny masher machines. It's just kind of a bunch of like little easy stuff, like easy on the eye stuff for like kids to get involved in and want to be like, oh, I want to explore the rest of the place, you know. Except here, everything's a little bit dirty, and like the glass on the penny machine is broken. It's a bunch of smudging on the metal disc of that where the quarters would go. And then there's also a few articles of like what looks like to be clothing on the ground.
Can I see the clothing? What is it?
Sure. It looks like a security guard uniform, it's just like a jacket. Like there's just a jacket on the ground, but it looks like a security guard uniform, like that bomber jacket that like security guards wear, you know, uh-huh. just has the patch of security on it.
Is there a walkie?
Right.
No.
I take the jacket and I put it on.
Okay. Okay. All right. Little big on you. It seems like you fit more of a much larger man.
Okay, I realize that, and I take it off. I give it to Toby.
He takes it as a slight. Like, this wouldn't fit me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so yeah, nothing really interesting. There's a few things, but like nothing, I guess, really to investigate.
Okay. So...
Okay.
Yeah.
I just go to the first main exhibit, I guess. I don't know what this is, but let's just go forward.
Do we hear anything? Like, it's I'm assuming there's people.
Yeah. Do you hear anything?
Or is it just, like, dead silent?
No, it's pretty quiet here. It seemed like a lot of the... There seems to be a lot of people outside, like, out there. So it seems like a lot of people just didn't want to enter.
Okay.
You know, all right. So you go into this main exhibit. This is a natural exhibit. So you see a lot of it's a big room full of a lot of taxidermy animals.
Gotta have it.
A lot of taxidermy animals, a few animal skeletons, but like nothing like cool, like older ones. It's just all like stuff found in the surrounding areas. So you got a few foxes,
the safaris of Africa.
Not here. Not this is like the safari of fucking Idaho.
Safaris of Idaho.
I guess that's where this town set is set in Idaho. I guess. Just put it there right now. But yeah, nothing here. But there is something kind of strange. I guess not strange, but there is something weird. All of the glass has been broken. Like if there was like if there's like if anything in here was in glass cases or behind a glass wall, all that glass is broken.
Wow. Okay. Is anything missing?
Yeah. Creepy.
Why don't you roll me investigate? Investigate this mystery.
What does that mean?
It means that's a
move. Investigate this mystery, gang.
Is that a sharp?
What is yeah. It? It's it is a sharp.
9 plus 0.
So a 9. So you get to ask me one question, basically. It's either like, and the only thing I can tell you is like, you can either ask me what happened here, where did it go, or what is being concealed here.
I'll just go what happened here.
Okay. What happened here was that like every single piece of glass was broken from the outside. Like every piece of glass and anything that had like a reflective surface was broken or smudged or dirtied. And you do notice that a few of like the animals are missing because there are poles or stands with nothing in them.
Hmm. Okay, I communicate that. Okay. Anything else you guys want to do here? Should we move on?
Move on for this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Have we all been here before? How long has this museum been open?
It's been open for a long time, but like you, I mean, like Toby might have been here. It probably opened when Toby was much younger.
50 years ago.
I mean, like, yeah, 50 years ago. Cheddar and Jordan have probably been here at least once for a field trip.
Okay, I guess let's just keep going. I don't know. Is there signs kind of what's nearby, exhibits?
Yeah, yeah, no. So, like, the signs show you that, like, to your right, to the right of you on the east end of the building, Jordan is the gift shop and a small, like food cafe place. Also toilets and a few elevators. On the west side of this building, there's a few other like smaller exhibits of naturals like history. Like there's a river exhibit, and there's like a Native American exhibit, like of the tribes that would have been in this area.
Okay. You know. Let's go to the exhibits. I guess let's go out this big room, go to the west wing. And start walking kind of past all of these like smaller exhibits on the west.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. So as you guys are going through all these exhibits and everything, Toby, as you're the last to leave the taxidermy room. Cheddar, get out of there.
Cheddar, leave.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I messed up. I meant to say Cheddar. I thought that was Toby for there. Cheddar, since Cheddar was the last one to leave.
Oh, okay.
Cheddar, as you're the last one to leave the taxidermy area, you see what like you as you're like you're kind of like are you looking through everything through the camera lens?
Yes.
Right. So yeah. So as you're kind of looking through the camera lens, kind of documenting everything, you swear. You saw a flicker of light out of the corner of your eye, but then when you turned, it's not there anymore. Like the source of that, whatever that light was never there.
Hmm. How interesting.
Probably nothing. Yeah. Of course, nothing. It's never anything. So Jordan, as you are going through these other small exhibits, you see just like, you know, another like kind of like a taxidermy-esque room, but like has a bunch of fish in it. So like a bunch of plastic fake fish, all of like the local, river denizens in the area, or like, you know, whatever, if there's any kind of water source near you guys, this is an exhibit for it. But as you're kind of going through these exhibits and you hit like the Native American exhibit, you notice a pair of legs sticking out from like behind a display case.
Oh, Toby, get the shot. Jordan, do you want to, like, discover it?
Wait, were you talking to me to get the shot?
Get the legs!
Yeah, but my name isn't Toby.
I'm Toby.
I'm Toby.
It's Cheddar.
Sorry. Cheddar, get the shot.
Yeah.
You got it.
Jordan, do you want to act surprised that you found him?
Okay. Why are we still filming? This seems like it's a rather serious thing going on here. Shouldn't we be ready in case something happened?
Well, yeah, but we also want it on camera.
Okay.
I have people I need to sell this to.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess... What exhibit? That's the Native American exhibit, Nate?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I enter the room, whatever room that is.
Okay.
And, you see there's legs sticking out? So I slowly, quietly approach it.
So it's like that thing where, like, there's a display case, but on the ground, you just see a pair of legs, so you, like, kind of walk around the display case to reveal the whole image.
Like, in the middle of the room, there's, like, a display
thing,
and then it's behind. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you come across, and you see, what looks like to be, a man on the ground with his hands up near his face and his mouth open as if he was screaming. But there's no sound coming out of his mouth, and he's just kind of laying there.
He looks like petrified.
His eyes, basically, and his eyes are all white, no irises or anything, just kind of like all like the white of his eyes, as if his eyes rolled into the back of his head.
Dude, would we, as people who are in the business, would we know of anything that could cause that?
Investigate the mystery.
What is that?
That's sharp. A sharp.
Oh, hey. I have sharp. An 8. Yeah.
You got an 8? You can ask me one question. Do you want the list of questions? Great. You don't have them? Okay. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can do it? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed?
What sort of creature is it?
It's kind of hard to tell with just this body going on. But as you investigate the body, you kind of see like the body and everything is on. There's no like wounds or anything. It just looks like as if this man seemingly died from fright. So that's not a lot for you to go on, but it at least tells you that this thing, whatever did this, it's scary. whatever did this, is probably not physical, and it probably isn't going to cause physical damage, but it will cause immense like mental strain on you. So a lot of things that kind of boils it down to just like spirits, a spirit of some kind, not something so physical. Like not, it's not like a, not like a monster. It's like a spirit of some kind.
So with my research and our past, this obviously wasn't anything physical that harmed him. It was obviously a spirit of some sort. Or a spiritual attack. A spirit bomb. Is there a name tag? Does man have a family?
Yeah, he has a security badge. His name is Jackson. Jackson Leahy. And you can see that he is wearing a wedding band on his finger.
All right, well. This shot is now depressing. Did you get the wide angle, Cheddar?
Yeah. I've got multiple shots going on every time.
Good.
But when am I going to be able to get into these shots? I thought I was the director, and I would like myself to...
Assistant.
I have a monologue prepared, actually, that whenever we're ready, I can actually just kind of... delve into.
Do you
it.
Want to practice your monologue with Jackson here?
Who are you talking to? Oh wait, no. Jackson, no. Wow. Wow, that's dark. No, thank you.
I can stand them up for you.
Why would you touch them?
Toby's just doesn't care.
Wasn't seeing things. It was there, like, second trip. It's like his fifth. He's become okay. Numb.
All right.
Okay. I'm ready to move on to the next area. if we could, please.
Wow, you guys are really not shook up at all about this dead man here.
We've seen dead people. We've done this.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, but now
Jackson was a neighbor. He lived across the street from me.
Why didn't you say that before I started using him as a puppet? This must have been very awkward for you.
If you think about it, everyone is someone's neighbor. So maybe you should stop defiling bodies.
Everybody's someone's neighbor at some point.
I guess let's just move on. But let's put our guards up.
Just leave the body here?
We're dealing with something serious. Yeah, I guess we'll just have to tell the authority figures later.
Okay.
Or something.
Good thing we didn't mess with the evidence.
Maybe you should take off that jacket. Now it just seems...
I put the jacket over him to, like, cover his face. So he's at peace.
Okay. I leave the... Okay, yeah, let's go upstairs.
All right, so as you guys start to go up the staircase and heading upstairs... Yeah, so you guys get up the staircase, but then as soon as you, like, open the door to the second floor... You start to hear some noises. It's as if like you start to hear the sound as if like bare feet slapping against the marble, like that like slapping noise as bare feet are hitting against like stone. As you get at the end of the store, and as if it's like something's running away from you.
I look around.
As we get to the top of the stairs, do we see anything? Yeah.
No.
Better, why don't you lead us? You have the camera.
Okay.
All good directors lead the way.
That's actually a myth in the realm of film, but I'll let you believe what you want since you own the video store and I like going there. But okay, I'm leading the way. What happened?
You just are... you are just like, you know, looking down this hallway, and you're like going through and you guys are just like, you know, talking and like, you know, convincing Cheddar to lead the way. And he starts leading the way down this little hallway. And then all of a sudden, Cheddar, you hear the pitter pattering of like bare feet on the ground. And like, it's now something's running. It's running towards you. And then out from the corner, like from your guys' right, coming out right from this way, is a man swinging around a baseball bat and coming screaming down the hall towards you guys.
What do I do?
I need you to roll me an act under pressure roll, Cheddar.
Shit.
As you continue to film this man.
Act under pressure.
That's something Cheddar does really well, right?
Roll me a plus cool.
Oh no, it's a cool roll.
Yeah,
yeah. I have a minus one.
Ooh, damn. So as this man is like running across and he swings his baseball bat, Cheddar he ducks a little bit, but in his fear, he holds the camera out in front of him, and the baseball bat connects with the camera, smashing not only the camera, but also smashing against Cheddar's face, causing his nose to bleed.
Oh! Ah!
your uncle's camera.
Ah! My face!
What? So someone there? Who said that?
Ah!
And now that as you guys get a closer look at this man, he looks like he's wearing like a security guard's uniform, but he's wearing no shoes. His pants are hiked up to his knees. He's not wearing a jacket, and he has tied his like necktie around his eyes as in some kind of blindfold. and he was swinging the bat wildly. And when he starts to hear Cheddar start to scream in pain, he quickly yanks off the tie off around his eyes, and he looks at you guys, and he goes, what are you guys doing here? This place is supposed to be locked down. Did you guys hear it? Did you guys see it? Do you know where it is?
I don't know what you're talking about, but my nose is bleeding. Oh my god! Why would you do that?
Why are you here? You shouldn't be here.
Sir, we're here to take care of whatever's happening.
Cut. We need to do this again. Cheddar, you broke character. Can't do that.
I'm in pain. I think my nose might be broken.
Toby, the camera is broken. We don't have another camera.
Then go get another camera, Jordan. Okay.
I think there's more pressing matters here. Sir, what's going on here? What could you tell us about whatever this creature is?
What's going on? What do you mean? You don't know? There's a crocodile running around here.
What did he say?
He said there's a crocodile coming around here.
Crocodiles.
What
did you think I said? I don't know. I literally couldn't understand what he said.
There's a crocodile running around here. What do you guys shouldn't be around here? No one should be around here. I'm gonna try to get out, but every time I try to go down the entrance, it's always in the lobby way. No one else has come.
Was crocodile one of the ones that was missing from the exhibit?
No.
No.
Are you sure it was a crocodile?
Sir, we didn't see a crocodile.
I'm not sure it's crocodile. Yeah, no, I'm sure it's crocodile.
Was it an alligator?
Like an animal or like a crocodile person? Or an alligator.
It was a crocodile. No, it's a crocodile. I know a crocodile when I see one. Okay? All right?
Cheddar, please, can you stop?
I know crocodile when I see it. It's got a lot longer snout, long, leaner body, and like has more teeth on the outside. Alligators, shorter, stubby, fattier, a lot more muscle, teeth on the inside.
So everyone knows that about the differences between a crocodile and alligator. Right, Cheddar?
I do. I don't know if everyone does, but I do. I do my research thoroughly. All right? And ever since that one crocodile in Louisiana took Mr. Truffles, I have been since that I always. That's why I moved all the way out here. I needed to be away from crocodiles, be away from the Mississippi. I can't stand it over there anymore.
And good choice in Idaho. There's not a lot of crocodiles here.
But yeah, that's what you think. But now one followed me.
We've seen weirder things, guys.
It's around here somewhere.
Let's go ahead and see what he's talking about. What's your name, sir?
Me? I'm Samuel.
Why don't you show us where the crocodile is? Show us where the crocodile scared you.
I'm not going anywhere near that thing. I saw what it did to Jackson. I'm not having it. It ate him. It ate him whole.
It ate Jackson? It ate Jackson?
Jackson Leahy. Ate him straight up. Ate him whole. Did the death
one of my abilities is suspicious mind. If someone lies to you, you know it.
Okay. He's not lying to you.
I have telepathy. I could read people's thoughts and put words in their mind. But what is... Can I read his thought?
Sure.
I don't know what that is, though.
I don't think you need to roll for anything. I think you just do it.
Oh, what is it? Is he actually genuinely scared? Does he think that the crocodile ate Jackson?
Hold on. Okay, no. So you can use this to investigate a mystery or read a bad situation. So what you can do is basically like you can use one of those to like read his mind and kind of like get like more details.
Okay, I want to kind of thing. I want to read a bad situation.
Okay, so then as you guys start to help out Samuel, try to get him to calm his nerves, you all hear what sounds like as if like this kind of like. You all hear a scream just echo throughout the entire museum. And it's a shrill, loud, tight scream. It makes you guys cover your ears and reflex as a kind of like, as if something is just trying to
try to burst your eardrums. And then that's where we're going to end it for this little, for this first parter. So yeah, so that's going to, that's the, our first episode, our first mini, our little experiment, little fun thing we're doing right now for Monster Week. So we'll probably have, it's probably a two-parter. So keep an eye out for part two when it comes out in a week or so. So thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.